House Bill 1133, an act to provide insurance coverage for off-label uses of prescription drugs used for the treatment of cancer or life-threatening conditions.
House Bill 1133, having had a second reading, is up for final consideration and our passage. Are there any remarks? Representative Rowe.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Ladies and gentlemen of the House, let me begin by first telling you what House Bill 1133 is not. It is not a mandate. I repeat, it is not a mandate. It does not require health insurance policies to cover prescription drugs. It does, however, say that if a policy does cover prescription drugs, it cannot be denied if the drug is off-label and used to treat cancer and other life-threatening diseases. Off-label refers to cases in which drugs are used to treat conditions other than those that are included on the FDA insert, or in other words, the label. Historically, scientists continue to find new uses for approved drugs in the treatment of other diseases not found on the original label. For instance, a drug approved for lung cancer may be proven, and that's a key word, ladies and gentlemen, proven to be effective treatment for a dozen other types of cancer. That proof must be evidenced in one of the standard reference compendia, and that definition is found on page 1, line 14 of the bill, or in some medical journal or literature. A majority of South Dakota oncologists indicate that restrictions on off-label drug use affects their first choice of treatment for cancer patients. 56% of the cancer patients receive an off-label drug in the course of their treatment. 80% of the drugs used to treat cancer in children are off-label. It is a tragedy when anyone is afflicted with cancer, but it is even more so when it happens to a child. And then on top of that, have your insurer deny coverage is just simply not fair. Rising health care costs are a concern to everyone. The Congressional Budget Office and the insurance departments of states that have adopted this type of legislation have completed studies showing that no additional costs in health insurance rates occur. Limiting access to off-label drugs by refusing to provide reimbursement represents an undue financial and emotional strain on patients and may result in unnecessary suffering and even death when treatment is denied. In conclusion, ladies and gentlemen, we are simply allowing the physician to use the best course of treatment available for that patient. House Bill 1133 is a good bill, and it deserves to pass. I ask for your support. Thank you.
Further remarks? Hearing none. The question before the House then is the final passage of House Bill 1133. Those in favor will vote aye. Those opposed, nay. The clerk will unlock the voting machine, and the members will proceed to vote on House Bill 1133.
Representatives Richter, Duenwald, and Lochner. Representative Lochner. All members present have voted.
Clerk will display the vote.
Mr. Speaker, there were yeas 58, nays 7, absent 1, excused 4.
House Bill 1133, having received majority vote of members elect, is hereby declared passed. Questions on the title? Hearing none, the title is deemed correct.